Blog Talk Radio.
Every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We've got a fantastic show for you this evening. We have two special guests. We have authoress Miss Keisha Irvin, author of the novels China Black, Guns and Roses, Finding Forever, Nina's Joint, Hold You Down, Torn, and her new novel, Material Girl. And we also have Miss Omega Keys, who is the author of the novels, Can You Keep Your a Secret, Passionate Playmates, and Seduction.com. So sit back and listen and enjoy Word Sexy Radio. Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you this Monday, September 27th, 2010. And we have a special show this evening, and we have two guests that is going to be on the show. And we're going to start out with a little urban fiction first, or vice versa, and go into a little erotic fiction. But either way, we're going to talk to both our guests. And before we do that, what we'd like to do is get into a little bit of admin of things that's going on around before we get into the interview. So just to let you know, if for those of you that are not listening in, the number is 347-215-8539, and that's Word Sexy Radio, as well as you can go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, and you can listen to the show live as it's being broadcast, or you can actually go back there after it's been broadcast and listen to it again if you missed it. So you can do that. And like I said, we're here, and it's fall, and we're getting into the weather change here in Kansas City. We just finished up a Fall Into Literary Books conference that was here. It was a great conference where we had some authors come in, a lot of big names, Gary Jerome Dickey and a few others came in. It was a pretty good show, and you know, it was a nice little get-together. So we had a good time doing that. And, you know, in the future when we do more of those, we'll let you all know what's going on with that. So, you know, that's what it's all about, trying to get the word out as far as the books and people, you know, who are interested in reading them. We're trying to make sure we get that to them as well. And we want to go ahead and put a little bit of information out as well as far as Red Snapper books. If you want to get those, you know, you can go to www.redsnapperonline.com and get them there, or go to the major outlets, Barnes & Nobles, Amazon, you know, Borders, any of those, and you can pick up those books. Of course, the latest one is Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel. That's out there now. And you can also find the other six books that are out there as well that's written by me. And if you got any questions, you know, you can always email me at urbanerotic@gmail.com, or just call on the show. And again, the number is 347-215-8539. And we're going to go ahead on into the interview. I think we have one of the authors that we're going to start with, since Ms. Irvin is not on yet. We're going to go on with Ms. Omega Keys. If she is ready, we're going to do that. So without further ado, Ms. Keys, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm glad that you, welcome to We're Sexy Radio. I'm glad you was able to come on the show.
I'm glad to be here.
All right, so you know we want to know about your books, but first, before we get into the books, we want to kind of get a little background of you and how you got started into the literary game. So can you kind of give us a little background of yourself and how you got into writing?
Well, I started ago.
Hello. We may have missed, may have lost her there for a second. So we'll
see. Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I'm here. Okay.
Okay, because it seemed like you had left out for a second. Go ahead.
Okay. No, I started off writing as a young child. I come from a very large family, so my imagination was very, very. A lot of the books that I read were, of course, my mother's books that were. And then, you know, other things like that. So it opened up my mind to, you know, a lot of things. She didn't know I was stealing her books, but I was.
Okay.
And then back in, like, early 2000 is when I had ran across a Zane novel, and that's when I just knew that's the area where I wanted to go because that's what I love, writing.
Okay. So it was Zane that inspired you. Can we be safe to say that then?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us, you have three novels out there. One you have is called Can You Keep a Secret?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the second one, Passionate Playmates, and then Seduction.com. So if you'd like, which one is the latest? We can start from the latest and go back, or you can start from the beginning and tell us a little bit about each one of them.
And Can You Keep a Secret is actually the latest.
Okay. Well, let's start with that then, that one.
Okay. Well, Can You Keep a Secret follows one of my other main characters, employee, involved in working in the adult entertainment world.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives you a very sexy back.
Okay, your mic is going in and out. We're missing some of you there. So if you could say that again, I'm sorry. Hello?
Hello?
Wow.
Okay, this is, and we have now, we have Miss Keisha Irving as well. How are you?
Sorry,
Ms.
I'm
Keisha?
Late.
That's okay. Omega was just giving us a background of her books right now, and I think her mic was having problems with her mic, but I'm going to go ahead and let her continue on, and then we'll get to you, Keisha, if that's okay.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. Go ahead, Omega.
Oh, I was saying Monica is my main character.
Uh-huh.
And she is, I'm actually switching over the line now so you can hear.
Right, right. Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I sure can, because the other mic was messing up, so that's good. Go ahead.
She worked in the corporate office, and she's trying to keep this double life that she has a secret because, you know, she has something traumatic that happens to her that kind of drives her to the adult entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to keep that a secret while she's going on all these internet dating and everything else in the process. So she's finding herself and coming into her own self as a woman, but she's kind of liking it a bit too much.
Okay, so she's really getting into the intimate side of all of this then.
Yes, and trying not to get caught at the same time she's going through everything.
Well, let me ask you one of the questions that you always get, and I know when we get to Keisha, we'll be asking her the same thing, but question, especially when you write erotica, what you know, I know people come to you and they ask you, well, what inspired you and is how much of this is you and who are you in the book? So we can go over that a little bit because I know people always want to get that. You can set the record straight whether you were in there or not. So,
well,
what is the book? Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to answer you about whether I'm in the book or not. That's my alter ego, not so much in Can You Keep a Secret, but my main character in my other books, Erica, who, you know, is the queen of seduction. That's mm-hmm. what she does. You know, she started out working up in the clubs, and now she owns, you know, her own.
Right.
So I consider myself, that's like my little alter ego right there, my side of me getting to play around.
Okay, and then Erica, is she in? She's in which book?
She's in all of them, actually.
Okay. Okay, so can you keep a secret as the corporate world going into the seductive world? And then passionate playmates. Tell us about that.
That's when Erica first gets her start up in the adult entertainment industry. She has a business degree. She just leaves college, and she believed that American dream of if you have a degree, you can get you a good job. And she finds out that that's not really the truth. So, you know, she goes and works in the adult entertainment industry to make the money, type of money that she believes she will be making, you know, once she got out of college.
Right.
So, and she does it, and she likes it, and she's trying to keep herself grounded without getting caught up in the prostitution, the drugs, and just sleeping with her clients that all the other women are doing. She's like, you know, I can make my money. I can go in here and entertain you. Yeah, I take my clothes off. I can entertain you, get my money, and leave, and wait for the next one to come in. I don't need the extra $100 to sleep with you.
Right. Okay. All right. Okay, and so does this segue into seduction.com, or is that something like an anthology, or can you tell us about that book?
Yes, seduction.com is actually Erica when she owns an online cam site.
Okay.
So now she went from just working in the club to owning these girls, not only in the United States, but in different countries as well.
Wow.
And all this is
and of course, people ask you the questions, is all this your imagination or is this true? You know, I'm just.
No, this is all my imagination. You know, how you get those spam emails on the internet sometime. And one time I got a spam email and it said, hey, go to CAM. And so I clicked on the link.
Okay.
Yeah, so I see what was going on. Then the story came just from there. I just made my character evolve into that because I knew I wanted to do more with her anyway. But the CAM thing, that was like, okay, she's going global.
Right. Okay. So what do you got coming up in the future? You got anything that you're working on right now that's coming up that you can kind of share a little bit with us?
I'm actually working on domestic seduction, which is it's actually with me and another author, Joe Davis, where we're combining our books. I'm adding the erotic side, and she's doing she normally does, like, thrillers and, you know, things like that. So now you have the seduction side with the serial killer after my model.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty good. I tell you, you got to be creative when you go into this. For those of you that's out there listening, just in case you would like to call in to speak to both authors, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and this is Grown Folks Radio, so anything can and will be said on this show. All right, so if somebody wanted to get your books, how could they get your books, Omega?
Oh, they're all available on any online bookstore, such as Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, or on the publishing website, which is PassionateWriterPublishing.com.
Okay, is that your own publishing company?
I'm under the publishing company. I'm representative.
Okay. All right, well, we thank you for that, and we're going to give you time later on in the show to go ahead on and kind of, you know, put that information out again, just in case somebody would like to get you to come in and do a book signing or something like that, or they're interested in getting your books, then we'll definitely give you a chance to do that. Okay?
Okay.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to go right over to segue into the urban fiction side, and that's Miss Keisha Urban. How are you this evening?
Fine, you?
And great. I'm sorry, but I have to apologize because last week we were supposed to have Keisha on the show, and we had some technical difficulties that prevented us from even doing the show. But I thank her for being patient with us and coming back this week. So we thank you for that. So, Keisha, you've been real busy. We know you've been busy. So you tell us, we know about all the books, and we know you got a new one out. And we also seen that you revised one of your famous books, Torn. But before we get into all that, we're going to give you a chance to kind of give everybody a chance to explain who you are. And you can tell us about your background, and then we'll come up to that.
Well, as you all know, I'm Keisha Urban. I have, I believe, if I can count, I think 9 books out right now.
Yeah.
My first one began with Me and My Boyfriend. Then there was China Black, Mina's Joint, Hold You Down, Torn. I have a short story in Street Love. I also have the novella Finding Forever. I have a short story in Girls from the Hood 5 called Queenpin. And then I have Guns N' Roses. And my latest is Material Girl. It was just released September 1st.
On my birthday.
I'm sorry?
I said it was on my birthday.
Oh, good. Happy belated birthday.
Right, thank you.
Writing has always been my passion. It was something that I did growing up. I never really took it seriously, though, until I was an adult and I began reading a lot of different urban fiction novels, and I just said to myself one day, this is something that I can do as well. So I started penning me and my boyfriend when I was 20, and I finished with it when I was 22 because I couldn't quite figure out what I wanted to do with it towards the middle, so I kind of left it alone for about a year and a half almost. And I finished it, and I submitted it to Triple Crown at the time, and I got a two-book deal, and it's been history ever since then.
All right. Okay, so the inspiration came from seeing other people out there doing it and getting their grind on as far as writing. As you know, like I said, urban fiction is starting to, it's not starting, it has kind of taken over the literary field. And it's out there now. So, I mean, if I had to go into how I started writing my own books, I kind of saw that, and I was like, well, you know, these people are writing these books, and, you know, I mean, why can't I do that? So I was just reading how, you know, the books they had, not saying they were bad or anything, but just kind of seeing what was out there, and I decided, well, you know, I wanted to do that, try it myself. So I went like Omega, and I started with the erotic side because I felt like, you know, there were some things that, you know, you always get the female side of that. So I wanted to write and kind of give a male's perspective as well on it, and I think it's been doing pretty good. Just wanted to get it out there, so I wanted to give it a shot and see how it's working. So, I mean, it's out there. Of course, all my books have been self-published books. I haven't got any deals with anyone, but I kind of like it this way. So, I mean, because I have control of what I want to do and how the book's going to be, how long it's going to be, and all of that. So are you still with a major book company, or have you decided to go on your own, or what are you doing as far as
Yes, right now, currently I'm signed to Urban Books, which is Carl Weber's publishing company.
So far I have
two releases out under Urban, of course, Guns N' Roses and the latest Material Girl, and I'm also working on Material Girl 2 right now.
I saw you had said something like that online, and you was getting some of the fans to kind of give you some feedback to kind of get into it as well, to give you something to put into the book. So I thought that was pretty hot doing that. So that's really good. So what's up? What do you got coming up besides the new Material Girl 2? Have you been out doing any book signings or anything?
Yeah, me and the author Brenda Hampton, we just got off of a tour in August where we did a little mini tour. We went to a couple of places in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. I'm in the process of doing a lot of stuff here in my own hometown of St. Louis, so I have a couple of things coming up here that I'll be doing. But as far as projects are concerned, of course, Material Girl is out right now, and I just re-released Torn, one of my biggest selling books to date. And I
did that because
over the years I've gotten so many questions from readers asking me about these two characters in the book, Quan and Sherry. And because in the book, Sherry lied about a pregnancy, and it ended up being his best friend's baby, and she ended up robbing him and taking all of his money and his belongings and stuff, and she pretty much got away with it. So people have been asking me for years, well, whatever happened with Sherry and Quan? Did he ever, you know, get his son back and all this kind of stuff? So I'm finally answering that question for the readers. In the revised version, it's a new timeline. The first book was took place from 2006 to 2007. The updated version takes place from 2009 to 2010. It's all new dialogue. It's two new bonus scenes and a new cover, of course, and new company.
All right. Okay. Well, that sounds good. Now, what I'm going to do now, if you ladies don't mind, I'm going to kind of go, when I ask one a question, I'll get one to answer, then I'll get the other to answer as well, so that way we all can kind of interact, if that's okay.
Yeah, and hello. I'm sorry. I don't know your name.
Okay, but let me let y'all introduce yourselves to each other. Okay, ladies, y'all go ahead and introduce yourselves to each other, and then we'll go forth.
Well, I'm Keisha. How are you?
Oh, hi, I'm Omega.
Okay.
Okay. And Omega, where are you calling from? Because we need to know where you're from.
I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana.
All right. See, and that's what we're saying. We just want to make sure that everybody, you know, has an idea. So if anybody's out there want to listen or calling in and talk to the authors, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and we got about 39 minutes left, and we're going to get as much information out of both of them as we possibly can. All right. Now, Keisha,
mm-hmm.
have you thought about, well, I know in your books you have some sexual scenes and stuff like that, but
yeah.
have you thought about writing in other genres, or do you just love this genre that you're in now, or have you thought about, you know, kind of branching off? And I'm going to ask you the same thing, Omega, so get ready.
Yes, of course. My readers were very surprised with Material Girl. Material Girl is not an urban fiction book at all, honestly.
Right.
It's more of a romance book. There's no drug dealers. There's no street life in it at all. It's more on contemporary kind of side. And that's kind of where I'm taking my career. I really am over the whole drug, shoot 'em up, bang bang thing.
I mean, you can only do so much of that.
Yes,
you know
I mean, yes. Me,
right.
it's kind of... Is you can only tell that story but so many times. I mean,
and plus everybody else is out there
who is still writing. But for me, I'm pretty much over it, and so I plan on continuing to write more of the Material Girl type stories.
Okay.
Eventually, I want to, you know, branch off into teen and some other stuff like that. So my readers should be in store for a lot more to come from me.
Okay, Omega, what do you have to say on that?
Oh, I completely agree with branching off. I mean, I'm also working on a young adult novel, but I'm using my pen name for that since I'm so known for the erotica. But I'm using pen name for a young adult book that I'm supposed to be turning into my publisher by the end of this week.
Well, you know, both of y'all said that the teen, and I notice a lot of books are being done in that aspect, like Earl Sewell has a series that's out with the teen series and everything. I see a lot of authors going in that direction. What made you guys decide to do that, Keisha?
Because, I mean, a huge portion of my fan base is teenage girls, to be honest with you, and so I wanted to, you know, touch on a lot of things that's happening in that age bracket, you know, with self-esteem issues, with dating, with abuse, with drug use, promiscuity. I mean, it's a lot of stuff that's going on that could be touched on that these little girls need to read about and hear about and kind of get some cautionary tales on what not to do, because there's so many kids out here doing a lot of stuff that just blows my mind.
Maybe they can
see themselves in a book and realize that, yo, this is not the way I'm supposed to be going. They could, you know, get some kind of, you know, guidance or help from it.
Right. Omega?
That's kind of why I went in that direction. I have a teenage son who's 17, and then I have an 11-year-old. Well, my thing was this. My kids can't pick up my books.
Right.
It's erotica. And also, you know, when I'm at events, I get these young girls come up there and they try to pick up my book, and, you know, I'm like, no, tell your mother or your father to come get my book, but baby, you can't get my book.
Right.
I was like, you know, well, let me go ahead and write as a teen book. But actually, my first thing that I ever had written was for young adults, because I wrote it in high school. It was just about me and the girls that I hung around, the things that I saw, you know, dealing with the peer pressure, teenage pregnancies, and different things like that. And so I wrote about that. I just never did anything with it because, you know, I didn't want to tick off all my friends.
Right, I understand.
Yeah,
well,
so
you know,
I just went back to what I started with.
Okay. Well, you know, I write in other genres as well, and the pen name thing is important. Like, okay, Red Snapper is this pen name for the erotica. So I also write as R.J. Leonard, and I'm doing the paranormal side, and I also want to get into some mysteries. So I've been kind of doing that. I have a book out as R.J. Leonard called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress, which is kind of erotic, but it's mostly paranormal. And I just wanted to get that. I wanted to try that because I know that's a hot genre that's out there right now as well, although it's not about vampires or werewolves. It's more about the succubi or succubus, if you know what that is, which
mm-hmm.
is a a demon, a female demon that seduces her males, you know, counterparts, and you know, to get things done. So I kind of took a little history background with it as well, because I have my education in history and I have a master's in education. So I kind of took that aspect with it and kind of wrote it with, like, you know, started out with a you know, kind of like a history background and then brought it up to date. So, yeah, I think it's important that we as authors try to branch out and not get stuck in one genre and you know, try to go out and do other things with it. Because if we love writing, then we'll try anything, you know, try some other things. So do you agree with that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So you want to get into the teens. This is for Keisha. You want to get into the teen side. Is that the only side that you thought about you may want to branch into, or did you think about maybe mysteries or something like that?
Like I said, the teen side, and I also don't want to limit myself just to African-American characters. I do eventually want to write, you know, characters of all nationalities, you know, and maybe do, you know, some erotica. And well, I really want to do something with my son because I have a 10-year-old boy.
Right.
And he's interested in my career and stuff now, so I really want to do something with him as far as creating a photography book, because that's something that he's grown to really start liking to do, which is taking pictures. So I really want to put his work out there and show him, you know, the business side of it and what mommy does for a living.
Right. That sounds good.
Yeah.
And Omega?
I'm actually working on something. It's kind of like a mystery thriller. It's called Shattered Secrets Between Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other area for me. I've written part of it, but I'm still messing around with it. But it's just something else that I wanted to try out, to try to challenge myself a little bit more with the
mm-hmm.
writing.
Right. And, you know, I got a question for both of y'all, and I'm gonna ask it, and then I'll go back and forth. But my thing is, do you guys find yourselves writing, like, you start on one novel, and then the next thing you know, you got an idea for another, and you kind of start on that, and you kind of find yourself jumping back and forth on maybe two or three novels at once, trying to write them? Keisha, you first.
I did that a long time ago when I was writing Meanest Joint and Hold You Down. I started on both of those books at the same time. And it was going pretty well until I got towards the middle and realized that both of the stories are kind of sounding alike. So I had to stop.
Right.
But normally when I'm in the middle of writing something, I do get ideas for my next book, but I just keep it in my brain and just save it for when it's time. So normally, no.
Okay. How about you, Amiga?
I do it, but each of mine, because I'm working on three different ones right now, the young adult, the domestic seduction, and the shattered, but they're completely different genres. So that's how I don't get confused with it, but my mind... I mean, when I go to sleep, my characters sometimes, you know, speak to me then, and whatever I dream about, that's what I have to write, and I can't control that.
Right.
So whatever comes, that's what's coming out, and, you know, sometimes, you know, some days, some of the novels get more attention than the others, which is why, you know, Baby Girl is taking me a little while to get it out, because domestic seduction is taking over.
Right. Okay, now... if anybody is out there listening and have any questions, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is We're Sexy Radio, and you're listening to Red Snapper, who is interviewing Miss Keisha Irving and Miss Omega Keys. They're both phenomenal authors who have their books out there, and we want you to support them. So this is a question that we always get all the time. What comes first? You know how you always get the chicken or the egg question? Well, we're going to ask this one. What comes first for you, the title or the story? So,
the story.
Okay. She said the story. And why the story?
Titles always come afterwards for me. I get characters in my head. I could be watching, you know, a music video or seeing something happening on the streets or just anything, and the characters will start coming to life in my head, and I start building on the characters first, their life, who they are, their background, and what's going on in their life, and then I think of a title.
Okay. And Amiga?
Well, all of mine is the title that comes first, except for Shattered, because I wanted to add something behind the word shatter. And
right.
That was it. But the story pops out first, like when I seen the cam when I got the little cam thing online, I was like, what would be nice? Oh, seduction.com. That sounds like a website, and I went from there.
Right. And that's good because, you know, I noticed that you as well as Zane had something like that where there's like a book that has like a website name. I think she did one with a Black Gentleman or something like that. I'm not sure. But I think that's a pretty good idea, doing that. So if you had to gauge your books, what would make you, what do you think you want to give your readers when you write your novels or your books? What is it that you're trying to give them? And we'll start with you, Amiga.
Mine is that, yes, my characters are having a lot of sex, but there are repercussions for the things that they do.
Right.
That, you know, everything isn't about, you know, pleasure and everything like that. There are repercussions, whether, you know, big or small, some of it can affect your family, you know, your immediate family. Some of it can affect your job. And, I mean, some of it can affect your own health. So,
right.
You know.
Okay. All right. So what about you, Keisha?
For me, I always try, because I just get so many emails from women and then just people that I know, women in general. With my stories, I always try to teach a new lesson about love.
Because
there's so many aspects of it. And as an adult woman, I'm learning every day, you know, that a lot comes along with being in a relationship with somebody or starting a relationship or just getting okay with yourself to even be in a relationship. And I think a lot of women don't even understand that, you know.
Right.
So I try to give them something to hold on to and think about when they're dating or just when they're trying to find out who they are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I always try to let my readers know that to think outside of the box as far as careers and stuff like that, that you just don't have to settle for 9-to-5. I mean, that's fine, but if you have a goal, if you have a dream, just know that you can reach it, because if I would have just sat back and let what came my way happen, then I would have just been another statistic on welfare, working at a grocery
right.
store still, you know, like I was at the age of 20 when I started writing me and my boyfriend, you know. And if I just would have set, you know, accepted that, then that's where I would have still been. But since I've always dared to be different, and since my mother always told me growing up, where there's a will, there's a way, I always knew that I could reach outside of St. Louis and people could know my name, you know, one day.
Right.
Just hopefully that ladies will take away just and understand that they can reach for the stars and that nothing is impossible.
Okay. So both of you are using your real names then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the pen names, you're not like me with the Red Snapper, because, you know, that's not my real name. you know, I, the only reason why I did that was because I wanted to try, you know, with erotica, you don't want to, you know, you took a chance on me, but, and then you got that name that's unique anyway. But
that's why I did it, because of my
right,
name. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, my thing is, you know, if it flops and you wrote some erotica, then you don't want your real name out there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I chose to go with the Red Snapper. But okay, you know, that was just one thing. So if you decided to go into different genres, would you keep your names? I know you said that when you do the teen thing, you was going to change it to a pen name, Omega. But Keisha, if you was to go into mysteries, would you want to keep Keisha Irvin doing mysteries?
Yeah, because I built such a fan base that I would want from them to know that it's me.
Okay. So you wouldn't put something like Keisha Irvin writing as Monique Love or something?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Okay, and Amiga, you said you would use it for teens, but if you wanted to write a mystery, would you still use your name or would you use a pen name?
Well, I would use my name for the mystery because I'm not scared. But the only reason I was changing it for the teens is because it is a teen novel. I don't want somebody
right.
to pick it up expecting this spice to be there, and then they're like, "Hold on, what's going on?"
Right. And that makes sense because, like you said, you don't want the teens to get confused. They might think they see your real name and,
yes.
and get your other novel and think that they're supposed to read it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, I understand that. Okay. All right, well, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. We've got about 25 minutes, and what we're going to do here is we're going to a couple more questions, and then after that we're going to give each author a chance to kind of say what they got going on and what they got coming up and where they're going to be and how you can get their books. And if you want to get them to come to your city to do a book signing or whatever you'd like to do, you can do that, and they'll be able to give you that information. So, Keisha, I wanted to also apologize to you for not being able to link up with you when I was in North Carolina. I was there visiting, and I knew you were coming in that Saturday, but I had to leave because I, you know, driving back to Kansas City. You know how that drive is. Well, anyway, and I couldn't stay because I had to go and do something else on Monday. So I it was either take that chance and be tired on Sunday or whatever, but I know I'll get a chance to meet you because you're only 3.5 hours away. So we're going to get a chance to do that because, as a matter of fact, next year they're going to have what's called a Fall Into Books Literary Conference. We just had that a couple of weeks ago here in Kansas City. And next year through the September, I think it's 16th through the 19th or something like that, it's going to be in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
So be looking for that. And we had Eric Jerome Dickey and let's see, who else was here? It was Rashonda Tate Bensley, Victoria Lawson Murray, I think it was. That's not her name, Lawson. It's Christopher Murray. And a few other authors that were here. You know, they were, you know, was around. Mark Lacey was here. I don't know if you know him. Was here. There's a few others. Monica Marie Jones. You know, quite a few authors. China Ball. A lot of authors that were here in all types of genres. That was a Red Snapper. You know, we were all here. Shay Nolan. Everybody was there. And, you know, just trying to, you know, just meet people and see what's going on with the books and stuff. And there were some people, I thought it was pretty good because it's like a small setting, not like your big national book conference, but, I mean, there was enough people there where it was like a little intimacy where you can actually sit down and talk to different folks, you know, about their careers and stuff and what they're doing and learn some things about what to do in a literary game. So I thought that was pretty good. And they want to bring it to St. Louis because they want to get a bigger base. So if you want, I can keep you informed on that.
Yeah, please
and you,
do.
You too, Amiga. If you want to come to town for that, that'd be great, you know, for you.
I sure will.
As well, because I want to try to do an erotic one. You know, they don't do different genres. They just have a book one, you know, like a book conference. But I wanted to do one where everybody who comes is like erotic authors. You know what I'm saying? That's just something that I was thinking about doing and trying to bring that and just to see how that would work. And then, you know, later on we can do with other things. But I think it'd be nice to have something like that. And it'd be, you know, something to do. So we got about 22 minutes left. And what I want to do is kind of give you guys a chance to kind of give out where people can get your books if they want to get them, where you're going to be coming up, or, you know, just kind of do that. And we'll start with you, Keisha.
As far as my books are sold online, of course, at any, basically any retail bookstore online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Borders. Also, they're sold everywhere books are sold in the United States, Canada, UK, Japan. So they can pretty much get them wherever. And,
I was shocked to see my, I don't want to cut in, but I was shocked to see my book in London. I was like, man, they buying it over there, pounds? Okay. I didn't mean to cut in. Go ahead.
But as far as things that I have coming up, I'm doing some high school events here in St. Louis where I'll be speaking, as well as this literary fest that they're holding here that I just signed up for. It's going to be in November. And I'm working on a couple of different book signings, you know, just for regular, you know, bookstores here in St. Louis for right now. But as of right now, I'm just working on Material Girl 2 and trying to get it finished because my deadline is Thursday. So I'm trying to get
man.
It done.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Just promoting Torn, the revised version, so people can know it's out there.
Okay. Okay. All right, so, Amiga, what you got going on?
Okay, what I have going on is finishing up these other books, the three that I was talking about, but also I will be in Detroit in November at the International Book Fair going on down there. I'm doing a lot of book club events right now where I'm doing book club drop-ins when they've chosen my book, and I'm actually going and sitting with them. Some of them, one of my things is to try to, you know, have a big girls' night out with them if it's an all-girls book club and, you know, bring some wine and everything and have them relax and have a good time along with that.
So it'd be like a passion deal where they have, like, toys and different stuff and all that, or...
Yes, because one of the things that I like to do, like when I had my book release party, I had a book release party for seduction.com, and the whole theme was prepare for a night of seduction.
Okay.
Where I dress as my character and everything, so.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay, so what's new besides, okay, I know all you got these projects you're going to finish, but if in the next 5 years, where do you see yourself as far as your literary game or in your life or whatever it is that you're trying to pursue, where do you think you might want to be in the next 5 years? And we'll start with you, Keisha.
Next 5 years, probably married.
Okay. Okay.
As far as my career is going, I'm starting my own publishing company, so hopefully that will be very, very successful. And it's a couple of things that I'm getting into. I'm doing my makeup thing, starting my makeup company. And I still want to open up a boutique here in St. Louis. So those are a couple of things that I'm working on for myself.
Okay. All right, Miss Omega.
I'm with Keisha. I want to be married in 5 years, too.
Right.
Okay, okay.
But, no, I would like to get on that, you know, that bestsellers list for my erotica. And actually, I want to go ahead and I want to get this novel out about my track days and, you know, why I stopped running. Because there's a lot of people that ask me and they just don't know the real story on why I had stopped running. Because I was an athlete that was able to compete on the professional level.
Uh-huh.
But I just stopped. But yeah, I let all
well, now
I,
you know,
in that book.
Now you know you said that, so now you're going to you're gonna have to write that. Because you spoke it here on Word Sexy Radio. So now it's going to have to come out because you said that. So people are going to be looking for that.
Yeah, I know. That's what's going to make me do it.
Okay. Well, that's good. And me, I definitely want to see myself, you know, I started a publishing company as well, and I want to definitely see it rolling and moving forward. I kind of want to get into the movie scene. I have been dabbling in myself writing screenplays, so I'm trying to take a couple of my books and transform them over and see what happens with that. So I plan definitely to try to have my company rolling the way I really like to, financially as well as being known as the brand. And, you know, the main thing is getting that brand out there, the Red Snapper brand, and having it to a point where people, you know, just like Zane, when you see a book with Zane's name on it, the book might not be nothing, but because it says Zane Presents, you're going to buy it.
Yes.
We want that with Word Sexy Publishing and as well as Midwest Publishing Group. We want to do that. So that's what the goal is, and trying to get that. And then hopefully maybe in the movie scene, trying to maybe get one of these books, or if not a book, maybe it's a straight-up screenplay that I write into a movie. So that's a kind of a five-year plan that I'm trying to work on. And I think it's attainable. Like you said, I know you was talking for the women that they should be able to reach their goals, Keisha, but, you know, us men want to do that as well. So.
Yeah.
So if anybody else has any questions, I don't know. I see a caller here. I don't know if they have a question. But the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio, and I'm going to try and see if this caller here that's online listening, maybe they have a question. Do you have a question, caller? Okay, the caller does not have a question. Sometimes we get people that just wants to listen online, so. And I don't want to scare them away, so. But we got about 16 minutes, so anything that you guys want to say, any shout-outs or anything that you want to put out to some of those who helped you get where you are, or any advice you want to give some new writers that's coming up, because we have a lot of questions a lot of times that comes where there's aspiring writers that listen to the show and try to get information on what they can do, on how they can get into the literary game. So we'll start with you, Omega.
My thing for new writers, you can't do anything until you get the book out first. So get it out first. Write everything that you need to write and then worry about what you need to do with it next, because nobody can help you if it's still sitting inside your head.
Right.
Amen.
Right. That's well said. And then, like in the old days when he used to say word, I have to say that right now, word. Okay, Keisha.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And to add to that, I mean, I get so many emails from people saying, can you help me? The one thing, I have no problem giving anyone advice, but the main thing I want up-and-coming writers to understand is that you have to do the research. It's too many tools out here, way more than I had in 2003,
right,
to help me find out what needs to take place in order for me to get my book to a publisher. You have the internet, you have the libraries, you have, you know, bookstores. It's just so many ways to find out how to get your book published that you don't even have that, honestly, email any of us authors. All you
right.
have to do is even just type in, if you can email me, you can type in how to publish a book. Learn
right.
things. There's too
That's
many
right.
books out here for you to be asking these kind of questions. Do your research. And then when you, once you do the research and you learn the guidelines, because everybody's submission guidelines are different. So, and one thing that, you know, once you do your research, you'll learn that a lot of black-owned companies, you can just submit them yourself. But for companies like Simon & Schuster or Kingsley, you need an agent. You can't even get looked at without an agent. So these are things
That's
that
correct.
You need to know. And then when you need to find an agent, you have to do the research on that, too, as well. But also, if you do get a contract, make sure, this goes for anybody, whether you're an author, whether you're a singer, movie store, doesn't matter. If you get a contract, have a lawyer look at it. Do not do anything on your own, because you cannot decipher a contract on your own. So
That's
always
right.
have a lawyer look at it. If you have to save up or, you know, do anything
right.
that you have to do, do not sign it until you have a lawyer look over it. Those are the main things that I always tell, you know, readers that, you know, email me. And then as far as writing, you can't, like the young lady said, you can't write anything until you put it down on paper. I can't help you unless you've written something. Cause you,
That's
I mean,
right.
what do you want me to do if it's in your head? And then I get readers and say, I've been writing a book for 4 or 5 years. Well, when are you going to finish it? You can't do nothing
exactly.
until you finish it.
Exactly.
You know, so I mean, you just got to get out there and do what you got to do.
Well, what about that question that we always get all the time, especially when you're trying to do a book signing, that people come up to you and they'll say, well, I'm writing a book, and then you ask, well, what are you writing the book about? It's about me and my family. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that, but everybody wants to write about themselves. What why do we get that? I don't know, but what do you say to somebody?
I answer it.
Okay, how do you answer it?
What makes your family stand out from any other family out there that would make somebody pick it up and read it?
Yeah.
And how would you go about promoting that?
Mm-hmm.
And, A, you better make sure your family don't come.
That's right, because if you write something in there and they didn't give you permission to do it, guess what? They will be trying to get it, their money.
Yes.
So you don't want that, that's for sure.
Right.
I mean, my second novel, China Black, is loosely based off of my life, so I wasn't concerned about my mom and them coming to sue me, but everybody's family ain't, you know, like that. The money-hungry folks out here, and you have to watch. Oh, another thing, for up-and-coming authors, once you do get in there, don't let everybody in your circle and in your business. Stay to yourself. Please.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do that. I'm learning that.
The literary
myself.
World is grimy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And another thing, too, if I can add some advice, I would say that don't depend, and this is negative, this is kind of negative, but don't depend on every author to be in your face or whatever, because you got to remember, all of us, even though there's enough out there for everybody, there's enough out there for everybody, we all got it, but there are some authors who feel like when you're in their face, you know, they think they're better, especially if they're this New York Times bestseller or whatever. Some of them might try to act like they're better than you because you self-publish or something, but don't let that discourage you. Do not let that discourage you. You still go ahead on and do your thing and keep doing what you got to do to get your business. Remember, your fans are you are doing this for, and as well
oh,
as yourself. Yeah. It has nothing to do with me or you or some other author that may not like what you got or may like it. You got to remember, some people still got that little crab mentality, so that's how they act. You know,
right.
that's just the way they are. But you can't let that stop you from going forward and doing what you, if it's a dream, it's a goal, and it's really in your heart to write, then you can't let that stop you. Because I'll give you a case where I went to this, here in Kansas City, matter of fact, I went to this one book club. And, you know, book clubs are really, really hard, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to this book club, and they hadn't even read my book, but they was already dogging the book because it was the type of book it was, and they invited me to their conference. So I went to it, and some of the people there was, you know, they was acting really, really funny toward me because it was erotica. And then they had these other people, you know, how they had the Christian writers and different contemporary writers that was there. So, I was dirt, I was grime that day. But then you had all the people coming to me behind the back of everybody else trying to get the book, trying to see what it's about. But they didn't want their friends to know they were reading it. But my thing was I was going to quit because I was like, well, this is what it's about. I mean, I'm doing all this, and then they want to just dog me. Yes, it's important to have – you want to have your editing done well and all that stuff. But sometimes I don't care how good an editor is. You're going to have some mistakes somewhere in the book. You try to get it as perfect as you can. But if you got these people that's judging your book because you got a comma out of place or something like that, then are they really reading the content or trying to learn about, you know, read the story? So, you know, those are the kind of things that got me. What is your thoughts on that? We got about 9 minutes.
For me, I mean, that's one of the things that comes along with it. I mean, everybody's not going to like your work. I mean,
that's right.
I get great reviews, don't get me wrong, but I mean, that's still, I just got a review on me and Material Girl last week. Somebody gave me 2 stars. Did it hurt my feelings? Yeah, it did. But oh well, they already bought the book, so thank you for the payment.
Right.
So.
Exactly. And it's going to hurt. I mean, you know, everybody's not going to like it, but still, you can't quit. And what do you say on that, Omega?
I mean, that's one of the things that I'm telling my 10-year-old son. You know, he's dealing with stuff, you know, where he's, you know, he's at that funny age, you know, that 10, 11-year-old stage where, you know, the teasing comes in and the joning and stuff comes in. I have to explain to him, everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to like everything that you do. And there are people out there that want to hate on you because there's a lot of people out there that don't want to see you reach, you know, your goals and see you shine because they're not comfortable within themselves because they're sitting back, you know, wanting to do something but don't know how to do it or even don't want to do it. You know, but, I mean, that's just part of the territory when it comes to writing, you know, and I'm just one of those authors. I support everybody. I love what everybody's doing. I don't hate on people. You don't have any time or, you know, room for any of that. So,
right,
I mean, I congratulate everybody on their success because there's enough money out here for all of us, how I look at it.
And that's the way I look at it, too. Now, go ahead, Omega. You was ready to say something.
Oh, well, I have almost 13 years of being up in the military. It's nothing that you can say to me that's going to hurt my feelings that I'm not going to keep on moving anyway because I'm in a male-dominated field where everything, I've been told that I can't do this and I can't do that. But you know what? I was born black, and that's the way that I'm going to die. I've been told I can't before I came out the womb, so it's nothing that you can do to me.
That's right. Well, you know, I did 22 years in the Army, so... but sometimes, well, I mean, sometimes that stuff happens, though. You know, I'm a retired Army. But sometimes that stuff will hit you at the wrong time. But like you said, you got to have tough skin in this field. And it's just like being in any field. Like Keisha mentioned, you know, whatever field it is, if it's music or whatever, it's always going to be some haters. But you can't be dependent on them. You got to make sure that your readers are enjoying what you're doing. And like you said, all of them not going to like it. But you just got to keep going. You got to keep pushing. So that's my thing. So,
and you know, the people that really love your work aren't the ones that are going to come and praise you anyway. It's people that love your stuff, and they're never going to tell you. But they won't even tell you that they read your stuff, but they will recommend it to someone else.
Yeah.
Right. And I know a lot of times our books, you know, people, you know, they buy them and they pass them around. And yeah, we sometimes that kind of hurts the pocket a little bit. But my thing is, as long as the people are reading it, you know, if they have to pass a book around, it's fine. I mean, you know, whatever. You know, I just want people to be able to read and hopefully they'll like what they read. Or if not, they can at least give the reviews. Reviews are important to us authors. So we really want that so we can know if we're in the right direction. So.
Yes.
But anybody got any last words before we get ready to prepare to move on out here? I really appreciate you guys coming on the show. And we definitely want to have both of you back on again. So we can see how you're going with your projects and everything. I hope that's possible. Will that be possible?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All right, well, I definitely want to keep up with y'all. So 6 minutes left. What do you have for last thoughts, Keisha?
Basically, just want to let the readers know about the books. You know, Material Girl is in stores now, Torn. The revised edition is on sale now, Amazon.com. It'll be available soon in retail stores in the next couple of weeks. And just continue to, you know, to support the work and, you know, to do it, you know, what they're doing and just to reach your goals. Just don't be afraid. That's one of the main things I just want to get out there, just to do what you do and just don't look back.
Okay. All right, Omega.
Well, one of my things is, you know, just stay positive. One person that just helped me, I just recently met Marion Monroe down Charlotte, at the Charlotte Literary Festival. And her first book, it came out, and it took her another 15 years after she was already established as an author to get picked up again. So that's just one of my things. Just stay positive. If it's meant to be, it's going to be. And sometimes you're going to have to go through all those negative things in order to get there. But Can You Keep a Secret is the last book that is out. I'm sure you would love it. The ones before that are Passionate Playmates and Seduction.com, and they are available in the online retailer, in paperback, and on ebook.
All right. Well, like I said, I thank you both for coming on. And anybody want to get any Red Snapper books, you can also get them on Amazon, Barnes & Noble as well. Borders, Books a Million. You can go to my website, www.redsnapperonline.com, and you can get them there. You can also write me at urbanerotic@gmail.com if you want a signed copy. We'll work it out for you. But like I said, we really love doing this. I know I do. And I wanted you guys to keep on supporting us, and we thank the ladies for coming on, and we definitely will have you both back.
Well, thank you.
So, ladies, we thank you so much, and we're gonna go on.
Thank you.
All right. So, y'all have been listening to Word Sexy Radio, and this is Red Snapper signing off, but not signing out.